843 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning.
And Neil Berg. If you go to the Chappaqua Performing Arts Center tonight, you can see Neil Berg's show 101 Years of Broadway. If you go back Saturday night, it's 50 years of rock and roll.
All right. So for the last 5 years, we've been out on tour with this, you know, chronological history of rock and roll. I got my start in the rock and roll world. I'm a composer in the Broadway world. I wrote for Warner Brothers. I wrote Grumpy Old Men, you know, the musical based on the great movie by Warner Brothers. And I have a new rock and roll musical called The 12 coming to Broadway. But I got my start in rock and roll. I used to tour around the country with Joe Dirceau and Stone Caravan. You know, I was the musical director for the Harley Davidson rock and roll tour, so I had a chance to play with, you know, alongside Aerosmith. And I was there for the Doors reunion when, I got a chance to do that. And the Doobie Brothers and all the other classic rock acts of the 70s. So when it came time to put a new show together, I wanted to do something I was passionate about, and I love rock and roll. So for the rock and roll show on May 28th, and what I've been doing around the country, is I get a chance to go way back in time. It started at the beginning with Robert Johnson of the Delta Blues and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And then eventually, of course, we get into Bill Haley and the Comets and Elvis and the Beatles. And then we take off like a rocket ship from there. And we go all the way up until MTV came in. And so people will get to hear all of their favorite stars. And I cover all the great moments in rock and roll from, the doo-wop era to the Beatles to Motown to psychedelic to Woodstock to the early singer-songwriters to the piano men of Elton John and Billy Joel and Linda Ronstadt and country rock since inception and punk rock and Queen and, finally disco came in and MTV. It's going to be quite a journey and people have been loving this show all over the country. I just can't wait to share it in Westchester at the Westchester Performing Arts Center.